papers is hard to find in the magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you on this Thursday, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 2 hours. Program airs 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, ladies and gentlemen, every Monday through Friday. You can hear us on the web at rbnlive.com. You can go up there and get the free streaming, and more importantly, the free archiving. You find a talk show host you like on this network, please avail yourself of that free service to discover all that there is to discover from these fine hosts on this network. A note here about Austin Tolparty. We were a little confused yesterday. I was getting conflicting information. But this is an up-to-the-minute info on tonight's Campo public feedback hearing. The hearing is actually going to be on the 22nd. But also what's important here is it's Sunday, and I'm assuming this is 12:30. They didn't tell me a.m. or p.m., but I'm going to venture a guess that this is Sunday at 12:30 p.m. at 290 and I-35 at the old Red Lion. I think it's called now the Crown Plaza, but it's the old Red Lion Hotel at 290 and I-35. Get on your giddy-ups and get on down there. This is on the Texas Trans Corridor. And, of course, we'll remind people that there is a Campo meeting coming up, and we will let the folks know about that. So a little programming note. This is important. I know a lot of you people around the country going, why are they always talking about this Trans-Texas Corridor? For good reason, because this Trans-Texas Corridor is only the nose of the camel in the proverbial tent. This is going nationwide. They've got grand plans to privatize just about everything out there and make everybody pay. And basically, it's a road tax, folks, is what it is. And what's interesting, and I have the answer to my question down here in the Texas area as to, on these privately held roads, mind you, who's going to be out there revenuing, and why is the state going to be getting money if I'm paying a toll to drive on a pretty much a private road? If it were public, folks, it would be open for use. You wouldn't have to pay any money, right? That would be my assumption. But we have the DPS that are out there revenuing on these privately held business interests, and I think that needs to be put a stop to. I mean, if I'm going to pay somebody money to drive on a road, I don't think I should be revenued off of the state. But that's another issue. But don't forget, Sunday at 12:30 p.m. at 290 and I-35, at the old Red Lion Hotel down there, I think it's called the Crown Plaza now, 12:30 Sunday, this coming Sunday, they're going to have a meeting down there about the Trans-Texas Corridor. So giddy up and get on down. Waiting for my guest. We'll have him up here in a couple of minutes, Brian Herring. We will be talking about the misinformation that's been put over to the American people about our little ventures in the Middle East, and how they've been lying about how many casualties there actually are, how many dead Americans there are, and how many disabled people there are. A lot of good information. First time I've ever had this guest on. I don't even know his background. I'll let him tell you his story, and we'll do that right after this for the network. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in today. You will not be disappointed. We'll be right back.
Come on. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have with me this afternoon Brian Herrings. He is online with me, and he is doing the Domestic Intelligence Reporter. His articles can be seen at, let me make sure I get the website correct here, tbrnews.org. That's tbrnews.org. Good afternoon, Mr. Herring. How are you, sir?
I'm all right today. Yourself?
Hanging in there. We're over the ice storm here in Central Texas, so to me it was like a visit back up north. Mr. Herring, I have not had an opportunity to speak to you prior to this broadcast, and I just would like you to relay to the people out there your credentials, why you are doing exactly what you're doing and reporting the honest news and the honest fatalities of U.S. soldiers serving in Iraq.
Well, the background is not very complicated. I'm a specialist in computer code writing and computer code breaking, and I have done contract work with one of the government agencies. I am no longer employed by them for reasons that should be obvious if you read the website. I don't have anything exciting to talk about, but the thing that interests me the most is the subject of the dead GIs. I'll give you a little background on that. I had one of my computer friends told me that there was a good deal of information. I must say that there are a lot of young people in the computer business. and they're up on the web, and they are incredibly good at getting into things. They mostly for entertainment, or you know, it's there. I can do it, and they get into some of the most interesting sites. And one of them that was sent to me was a site on the Department of Defense. It was sort of what we would call an in-house site. It wasn't for public consumption. And on that, you found what was called the supplementary lists of the DOD, Department of Defense. This started out in 2003, and it ran until 2005, when we started putting it up on TBR News, and of course they pulled it immediately, but we still have that, and anybody that wants to get a copy of it, exactly as it comes from the government, not a transcription, but an exact facsimile, mm-hmm. can just send me an email, and I'll send it to them for free. And what it shows is this. But every month they would come out with a Department of Defense listing, a public listing. It's up on the Internet. And it comes in several different forms, and it lists the number of people who died. Now, this is an analytical breakdown every month that I'm talking about. There's another, the regular sources you look at listed day by day by day and so forth. You click on it, it lists how many people died and what their units were. So this shows very clearly that in 1 month, for instance, hypothetically, the government will say there was 150 deaths, and in fact there was 375. It lists Iraq, and it also lists Afghanistan. And what they do is this, you see. They notify the parents or the loved ones or the next of kin or whatever when someone dies. They always do that. As a visit or whatever. But then they don't put it up on the Internet. And so if there's 16 people died today, they'll show 3. If 12 people died today, they'll show 4. Something like that. That's how they do it. Now, the list that I have, which are free to anybody that wants them, they can have them, is not by name. It's simply by number. And number of wounded, number of dead, number of wounded, number sent out of the area for the hospital work and so forth. And another thing that I've posted is a Department of Defense notification, which I took straight from the Internet and which is printed exactly, stating that between March of 2003, when the fighting began, and in 2005, there were, of the soldiers who were badly enough wounded to have been removed from Iraq and sent off to the Germany Landstuhl or to the United States, to Walter Reed or to San Antonio or whatever, of those people during that period, 57 died. Now, I don't think anyone would believe that. And that when I posted that, we had military doctors, former people, triage doctors from Desert Storm say that's the biggest crock of manure ever seen. It's ridiculous that many people, if they were that seriously injured, to remove them from the theater, and they that many, few died. You see, that the policy is this. If they're wounded, terribly wounded, do they fly them out? They can't take care of them there. And if they die when they're on the plane and they don't list them on the daily reports, now, once we commented on that, they would put one in here and one in there, usually very, very few. So they do this, and they have done it, and they've been doing it. And I don't think, considering the large number of men we have over there, which fluctuates, but it's over 100,000. And the fighting has been continuous day by day. And the Iraqis now are using foreign-made weapons that shape-charge small rockets that'll blow a Humvee clean to cat meat. Whereas before, it was just a bomb by the side of the road. I don't think anyone who's been in Iraq, any soldier that's been in Iraq and has any connection with it, would believe these stories. No one who's over there does, but they're not allowed to talk about it. The computers, a soldier has a computer, a laptop, he wants to contact his mother. It has to go through a U.S. Army Central section. You can't just send it out to get on. And they censor everything coming in and going out. And if you start talking about 30 people died today, you get called in for the first time. The second time, you're court-martialed. So you don't talk about it. The foreign reporters who comment on this are discouraged, usually by shooting them and or transferring them or making a fuss to their papers. So you can't
you
sit
mean,
on
and excuse me, Brian. And,
yeah, go
and
ahead.
And we're talking about people that aren't the favored embed. I love that term that he came up with for the reporters that they could keep a tight leash on and redact or eliminate part of their stories that they'd want to report coming out of Iraq.
Oh, yeah, and then you have the chinless wonders that work for the government in the Lincoln Group. They're propagandists, and they're supposedly were independent until they got uncovered. What they do is they write what the government tells them to write. And then they send it off to various Arab newspapermen who are willing to take bribes. And we have plenty in this country to do the same thing. So you see the situation over there as the government wants you to see it. And I'll tell you this. If it wasn't for the Internet, they'd get away with it. No, you have rank nuttiness on the Internet. You have weird stories about everything. And you have all kinds of nonsense and garbage and pornography. But you do have the truth. And if the public reads the foreign news sites, legitimate ones, The Guardian, Agence France-Presse, the Singapore newspapers, the Asahi Shimbun in Japan, all in English, if you read those on a daily basis, which is what I do, you'll see something very interesting. You'll see stories that are obviously to a BBC is another one. And I'll give you Falcon in a moment. You read these, and then you say, well, let's look in the New York Times, or let's look on MSNBC. Let's look somewhere, and you don't find it anywhere. So the idea is that either all the foreign newspapermen are bald-faced liars, or that the American press doesn't print it. There's no other explanation. About in October, somebody sent me an email saying, I suggest you look into the Falcon disaster. I had no idea what he was talking about, birds as far as I was concerned, so I got up on Google and there is Falcon, forward base Falcon. And I discovered that this base is 1 mile square, that it was just finished recently. It's home to 3,000 troops, mostly of the 4th Infantry Division. It's located 13 miles south of the Green Zone in Baghdad, and on the 13th it was rocketed by the whatever you want to call them. They're either terrorists or freedom fighters, depending on where you're looking.
All right.
It blew the hell out of the base. There were explosions that went on all night long from 11:45 until 6 in the morning. You could see smoke and flames for miles. The concussion shook downtown Baghdad. One of the people that I know personally in Baghdad, who's a military writer, public information man whom I've known for some time, sent me a casualty list. Now, in this sense, casualty doesn't mean dead. It means dead and injured. And it lists the hospital to which they were sent and talked about burn victims and so forth. And so we posted it. And it got, oddly enough, in 2 days, it had 500,000 people look at it. Now, you could find it on MSNBC, on the Tucker program and on the Chris Matthews, but it came up just briefly. They said, we have reports there was a massive explosion in Baghdad, both of them. Then dead silence. We ran it. Now, naturally, you'd think that it would appear on the death list. Or there is nothing, not a word. So people began asking me, is this true? And I said, to the best of my knowledge, it is. And the information about the bases and how big they are, how big it is up on Google. Well, it was up there for about 3 days, then suddenly it disappeared. But I downloaded it. Now, it's a huge base, and this is what the Army has officially said. They've said that the base was very small. It was going to be closed. There were very few soldiers there, less than 100. Some flares exploded, and no one was injured and no one was killed. The hospital we listed didn't exist, although it's up on the Internet. You can find it on the U.S. Army sites. And that nobody was hurt at all, and everybody was back to normal again. The base was functioning fully within a half an hour after the thing was over.
That hospital you're mentioning, is that the Al-Habaniya?
I don't speak Arabic, but yes, it is. It's a brand-new hospital, and it's been there. It was put up to take care of the critical cases that simply wouldn't survive a flight to out of the country.
Okay.
And it's there. But the Army has officially stated that it doesn't exist. But no planes took off with wounded or injured. And there were no injuries and no deaths. And that was it. Then we get letters posted from, I am a soldier in Baghdad, and I am assuring you that nothing happened. And then when you check their IP number, you find out they're in McLean, Virginia. They're not over in Baghdad.
By the way, I got to tell you before we go to break here, the number one and number two hits to this website for this network, RBN Live, yes. is governmental agencies.
Oh.
and by the way, Brian, I have to tell you, we're also speaking to troops on the ground right now.
How are you now?
In Iraq. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The website for Brian Herring is tbrnews.org. Is this your own site, or somebody maintains this for you?
Somebody else maintains it. I only write for them.
Okay.
Free, I might point out, I don't get any money for it, so.
I appreciate and understand that. We are in the information business, and we're desperately trying to wake up our fellow Americans. We are under assault in this country. And
well, I think there's been some success. You know, if you look at the elections in November, you'll see that the public has gotten tired of this kind of nonsense. You don't see this dissatisfaction in the press, in the mainline press. Very, very seldom do you see it. They're trying to maintain a neutrality now that Bush has slipped so badly and has obviously lost power. They're much more willing to attack him. We used to call this the feeding frenzy. And they will get him in the end eventually because, you see, the man is utterly rigid. He's incapable of making any kind of change. And he is the immovable force that's being attacked by the irresistible forward movement of Congress. And they're going to crash head-on into each other. I mean, that's in the military, and the Pentagon dislikes him intensely because he doesn't listen to them. There's no possibility under any circumstances they could send out 2 million people over there and they wouldn't be able to beat the insurgents. And it would be another long, protracted Vietnam.
Well, and on the political aspect of this, the American people, I think, are having a rude awakening here because they voted in record numbers in this past election, the midterm election,
yes,
to vote in Democrats, people that were up there gaining political office, and they were against the Iraq war. They were full of the rhetoric that Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
You could hear a litany of many, many things. But now we have a Democrat-controlled Congress and a Democrat-controlled House. And apparently we're going to be sending over thousands of troops here because it's the new way of doing business here. We're going to call it a surge against the insurgents.
Well, no, that's Bush's invention. Bush has come to the conclusion, wrongly, of course, that they're going to ship. Now, this is something else we found out. I found out. One of my friends told me that they were going to activate the entire, now believe me, the entire National Guard, but they couldn't do it at one time. There'd be a huge uproar. So they were doing it in increments, and he gave me a listing of what units were slated to come first. So, of course, I immediately published it, and nothing. Dead silence. But people, of course, said, yes, I saw this, and so forth. And so about 2 weeks later, the Washington Post, oh, by the way, I have now been elevated to a senior Pentagon official who speaks under conditions of anonymity. They quoted me verbatim. Of course, they don't give me credit. They don't want anybody looking at the website. But they put the same type of units down and said this was happening. Now, what Bush wants to do is to get in, thrash them, declare a victory, and get out. But he can't. And what he's doing is another thing they're planning to do is to reactivate anyone who had military service 5 years prior to the state. In other words, if they were out, let's say they served in the 101st or the 82nd over there, and they were put out, let's say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, they'll call them back. They're not putting that out too much. And the logistical problem of calling all those people back in again would be phenomenal. I mean, people move, they get married, they go somewhere else, they don't tell you they're moving, they can't find them. And then, of course, there is the very, very real possibility there will be some kind of mutinous behavior. People aren't going to go, they're not going to be called up, promises were made. The Pentagon has removed the restrictions that you can't call a person back after a certain period of time. We posted that, too. That was all of this comes from the Internet. And this is not from strange sites, but it comes from the main line. It comes from foreign sources. It comes from the Washington Post, which is a good, decent paper. It comes from the New York Times. It comes from the Los Angeles Times. It comes from AP. They have done away with these restrictions on recalling people. You know, they're so desperate for warm bodies that they're taking gang members from Los Angeles, not recognized as such. They're taking people with criminal records, recognized as such.
They're taking illegal aliens.
Taking illegal aliens. That's absolutely. They'll take anything that moves.
And promising them, by the way, Brian, if you do a hitch in the Army, you're automatically granted status.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But yet you very rarely see this on the mainline media. But what is the saving grace in this whole thing? And the reason I do it is because the only thing that's necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing. And the public has gotten to the point, if you know anything about the print media, newspaper subscribers are going away from the newspapers. They don't read it anymore because there's nothing in it but garbage. You might as well just have a universal newspaper. You get on a plane in San Francisco and you fly to Washington, and the paper is the same in Washington as it is in San Francisco, except for the potholes and the mayor going to lunch somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's because it is interesting to note. But this is called boilerplate in the trade. And the news, small town papers in Iowa and Texas and New Mexico and so forth, they don't have reporters all over the world. They have to rely upon the Associated Press for their news broadcasts and for their statements. So if you own them, if you control or have an interest, influence in the Associated Press, you can control the thrust of news. It's very simple. It's not complex.
Sir, this is exactly why I created this network, because I got tired of the managed, prepackaged, pre-digested pablum that they pump out to the American people. The American people can't make an informed decision when garbage is going in. because garbage is only going to come out. Their opinions and their minds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
On that commercial you just heard on the network, ladies and gentlemen, about the CD set, we are making upgrades to that. We're adding new additional programs, and we'd like your help out there. If you have a program or a subject matter that you heard one of our talk show hosts talk about, what we would like you to do is call into the network. We always take the opinions very seriously of our listeners because they're the best informed out there. So on the subject matter, talk show hosts have done programming. If you would like to make a suggestion that this be included in the upgraded CD set, we would appreciate your participation in that. You can call us at 800-724-2719 and just drop your suggestion on us. We will consider it, and that might be included in the upgraded and updated CD package. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about the information, and it's about us spreading that information to get this republic back on track. We're talking today with Brian Herring, the website, ladies and gentlemen, and I suggest that you, if you're online listening right now, put this on your favorites list. You're going to want to refer to it repeatedly. It is tbrnews.org. Again, that's tbrnews.org. And I'm sure our friends over there serving in Iraq right now, if you're out in the field right now and you're listening to the program, No problem. Just write it down on your hand and make sure you make a note of it before you go to bed tonight. All right, back with Brian Herring here. I just want to read a few things about, in the last couple of days, Brian, they've been doing the run-up here to the Iran mission, which we have said right from the outset that we are, what we're looking at here is basically the roadmap for peace for Israel inside the Middle East. And, of course, the hit list, or I'm sorry, the other Muslim nations in the Middle East are perceived by Israel as being a threat. Now, I was rather fascinated when the rhetoric started coming out about Iran and its possibilities for creating nuclear weapons. We saw CIA reports come out, the Department of Defense reports come out saying that, well, it's not necessarily imminent, but if they, Ahmadinejad and the boys over there do want to create a nuclear weapon, well, they're 5 to 10 years away from doing that. But as we have learned, there are already missions going on inside Iran. We already have special operations groups. There have already been bombings. There's been the unmanned aerial surveillance aircraft shot down in Iran. And if you've been paying attention to the run-up to this and the rhetoric coming out of our news services, ladies and gentlemen, and they're just nothing but the handmaidens for whoever wants to put the propaganda out there, this is a serious issue. We've had people, especially Bush here, and I'll quote Mr. Bush on his January 11th address. Bush said to defend the territorial integrity of Iraq, the United States must address Iran and Syria. We got to address them. In other words, we got to deal with this preemptive strike power granted to them illegally and unconstitutionally by the Congress. We declare war on a sovereign country, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to be done by Congress. This is George Bush quotes. He said that these two regimes are allowing terrorists and insurgents to use their territory to move in and out of Iraq. Iran is providing material support for attacks on American troops. We will disrupt the attacks on our forces. We will interrupt the flow of support from Iran and Syria, and we will seek out and destroy the networks providing advanced weaponry and training to our enemies in Iraq. And, Brian, the stories that are coming out now is that the USS Stennis Carrier Group is headed towards the Persian Gulf, and they're going to arrive sometime in mid-February to supplement the USS Eisenhower, which is kind of lazing off the Horn of Africa at this point. The assets will have been put into place for a two-track provocation against Iran, intended to provoke a justification for a U.S. retaliatory strike against Iranian targets, including alleged secret nuclear weapon sites, according to sources. Can you tell us anything about that?
Oh, I tell you a great deal about it, because, you see, there are a lot of very dissatisfied people working in the Central Intelligence Agencies, and they've been leaking like a bad old garden hose. And I, for instance, saw a paper not too long ago about disrupting the government in Georgia, not in this country, but in Russia and Ukraine, because the oil interests were interested in getting the Caucasus path for oil to get out. And, of course, it worked, but it didn't work. They didn't get the Donetsk Basin because that's the industrial area, because it threatened to secede, and they gave up, walked off. But what's happened is basically, I'll tell you an interesting anecdote. I have a number of Russian friends. The TBR has a Russian website, and of course there's always Iraqiwar.ru, which is quite good. But this is what's happened. The Iranians supply a great deal of oil to the world, to the Chinese and to others. They don't want it cut off, and an attack on Iran would cut off a lot of oil. So what Israel wants is Iran neutralized because Iran has threatened to strike them. And this is public. They've said they will hit them. They do have the delivery capacity. They have rocketry. They also have, some rumors say they may have a weapon. They may have two weapons. No one knows. Israel says they have many, many weapons, which is generally believed by the Department of Defense to be nonsense. It's just they threaten people with this. An interesting anecdote is this. Large numbers of Russian Jews left and went to Israel, mostly technical people because they could get work down there. the Russians slip some sleepers in with them. You know, these are people who are actually Russians and not Jewish at all. So a good deal of information is going from Israel back to Russia again. And what happened apparently was when Israel was preparing to go into Damascus or into Lebanon, the Russians were deliberately disinforming the Israeli Defense Forces that in this area was a massive Hezbollah headquarters, unguarded, and so they would send a strike force in there. Of course, it was a trap. They'd go in there. And when they get in there, why, there'd be nobody. There'd be beast buildings and, you know, and flags hanging from the walls. And 10 minutes after the forces were in there, they'd be mortared because they were waiting for them. So the Israeli Defense Force took a terrible thrashing from the Hezbollah, who were very well trained. And, of course, the thing is, you see, they fled. And what they did was they didn't want to lose face, so their ambassador in Washington got a hold of the Department of the State Department and also the White House and begged the president and begged the Secretary of State to go to the UN on an emergency basis and seek a ceasefire. They would have been shredded. And they fled back into Israel again, and they threatened everybody. We have atomic weapons now. The U.S. cannot militarily support an attack on Iran. They do not have the ground forces, but they do have the air forces. They do. The air force has been untouched by this, and the Navy has not been touched. However, I have friends who tell me these things, and they're not, you know, grocers in Ottumwa, Iowa. If the Navy was to send massive units into the Persian Gulf, they would be bottled up. Straits of Hormuz are very narrow, and they'd be easy to bottle up, and they would be picked off because the Iranians have some of the latest Russian missiles. And they would be sitting ducks, and we know it. And you look at the map. All you need to do is to look at the map. So this is just bluff. Yes, we're going to attack Israel. We may nuke them on our own. And then, of course, you have the U.S. saying, oh, we can't tolerate this. We can't allow this. We're going to do something. And, you know, there's nothing they can do. They can't even beat the Iraqis. Are they going to attack Iran, which is a much bigger and much better equipped country? And they have a very close relationship, not only with the Chinese, but with the Russians as well. And the danger of dragging both of those countries into something is very, very, very real. So it's mostly sound and fury, which signifies, in fact, nothing. There's nothing they can do except make a noise and threaten. And the Israelis have been pushing. But Bush, you see, has no power anymore. Bush had power at one time, and he was fanatically pro-Israel. He would do anything they asked him to do, anything. But he can't do it anymore. He has Congress to answer to. And Congress is not going to be anti-Semitic. They're not going to attack the Jews, but they're not going to give carte blanche to the president to support anything the Israelis want.
Well, the information I have, Brian, is that we, and I'm doing this by memory, but we have 43 new congressmen and senators that are exactly that. They are Israeli protectors. They are in full support of Israel. And on the subject of what has got the Muslim and Arab countries over there really upset is because that Israel, in fact, does have nuclear capability.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Well, and some would put it up to 400 nuclear weapons just about on every deliverable platform. They even have some submarines that are now equipped with nuclear weapons.
Oh, they're German submarines, you know. They're the silent running submarines. The Germans sold them to them.
Yes. And when you look at this, and when you see people like Ahmadinejad, well, the best that the propagandists could do here was say that, well, the president of Iran was holding this conclave of Holocaust denial. If that's the best that the Israelis can hurl at Ahmadinejad, that's nothing. But what has them upset, and I have said this before, how would it be if somebody on planet Earth here demanded of the United States that we disarm ourselves? If we have weapons of mass destruction, we must disarm ourselves. If I'm President Ahmadinejad in Iran, and one of my neighbors has 400 nuclear weapons, if I wanted to build a couple of nuclear weapons for self-defense purposes, and that's what this whole idea about nuclear armament is, You know, we went through the things with the Russians in the United States, first strike options, you know, mapping all this stuff out, how many casualties would be, you know. And then they come up with a mutually assured destruction idea, MAD. And that's exactly what it is.
There's only been
one aggressor with nuclear weapons on planet Earth since its invention, and that has been the United States.
Yes, and she used the weaponry to attack Japan. Fine, I can understand making a statement, because an invasion of the island of Japan would have cost horrendous casualties. So they made a demonstration at Hiroshima. The Japanese instantly began to sue for peace. This was known in Washington. This was known to President Truman, President Roosevelt. I'm sorry. They knew this. But they decided, because it would be interesting, let's try another one. And they dropped one on Nagasaki, you see. So, you know, let's put it this way. He that sups with the devil needs a long spoon. And I think that we had the power for a long time. We didn't use it properly. I could give you many, many stories. I'll interrupt, if I may, for a second, interject something. I'm working on a book right now. These are the papers from Mr. Crowley's that I'm working on, and this deals with assassinations, and it deals with murders, it deals with dope running. These are not just suppositions and theories. These are actual documents that he took with him when he left the CIA. They're signed papers. I've shown them to one of the people at the Manchester Guardian, and he did everything but throw up. He said, I'd never seen anything so brazen in my life. What are you going to do with them? I said, well, I'm going to publish them. But not in the United States. And Southeast Asia, it concerns the oil fields of Vietnam. It concerns the United States involvement. It concerns the assassination of Diem brothers, the assassination of Sukarno. Right now they're trying to overthrow the Sultan of Brunei, the CIA is, because they feel he's an uncertain Cantonist. There are too many Muslims there, and the oil is very valuable. Because, you see, the CIA plans these things. Doesn't mean it's presidential policy. It doesn't mean it's the American public's policy. It's their policy, and they have heavy connections with the business and business people. I remember the Guatemala business. They were going to nationalize. Guzman down there was going to nationalize the fruit companies down there. They went to their friend Mr. Dulles in the CIA and said, "We'll lose all our money." So immediately they became a hotbed of rabid communists, and we invaded them. And this is how it's been going on. We can't do it anymore. Mr. Bush has ruined the United States Army.
Brian, let me interject here. I'm looking at this situation. If we have the CIA and their black operations going on, destabilizing and deposing, to set countries up for possibly nation building, first we've got to deconstruct it, and then we'll reconstruct it. We've done such a fine job in Iraq.
Oh, haven't we, though?
Yes. And if you look at this situation, who is watching the people down there in Virginia? If they are creating circumstance that American politicians might have to deal with as far as foreign policy goes, who is watching the CIA, and who are they answering to?
A Latin phrase, quis ipso quae custodie custodiet, who then shall guard the guardians? That's an old motto I learned in school. In other words, nobody's watching them. They have carte blanche to do whatever thing they want. I will tell you, some years ago, the head of the Canada desk for the CIA decided that it would be good if we could pick up the western provinces of Canada, and the Proviso Canada broke up. So he, on his own authority, without no assistance from the DCI or the president or the National Security Council, began supplying the Quebec Libre movement with explosives. And when he got caught, he passed away very quickly. I think he drowned. The fact of the matter is, though, that these things happen. And that everybody believes that this is some kind of a huge government. It isn't the government plot. But the reason, and I need to stress this, and I've always wanted to say this in public, the reason that the American public is so enamored of conspiracy stories and theories and suggestions is that they have lost all faith in the trust in their government, and they don't believe it. So they will be willing to believe anything. And this is their fault, not ours. And if it wasn't for the alternative media, which is now going to become the media, people are stopping reading papers, they don't watch the trash on TV anymore, they're not interested in that, what's that horrid woman, the one that screams all the time, Nancy Grace screaming about the JonBenet Ramsey's been dead for years, for God's sake, leave her alone.
Well, and I was going to make this mention earlier, you were talking, and this rattled my lumberyard in the deep, dark recesses of my brain. If you remember our first go-around, I call it Gulf War One. We're now in Gulf War Part Two.
Yes.
But if we remember the invasion of Iraq, what did we have on the media for 3 days, plastered on the electronic media and the newspapers, all the Kofir talking heads on the cable news services were talking about? Zsa Zsa Gabor slapped a cop.
Yes, well, that's absolutely typical. And, of course, we have the girl from Aruba, you know, that was eaten by sharks,
exactly.
Or the fat man who fell off the boat.
You're referring to the young blonde lady down there? She was actually eaten by sharks?
Oh, I'm just making it up. I mean, let's face it, whatever happened to her, she's long gone.
Right, and what does it matter?
No, well, that's it. I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you a little anecdote here. It's very brief. I was in Milan, Italy, and I was sitting in a hotel lobby talking with this young American I know, and there was a CNN International was up there blathering about the United States is obligated to give huge amounts of anti-AIDS medicine to the African people, and this, and the millions are dying down there, and so forth. So, and he made two comments. First comment was, he said, I thought it was only homosexuals and dope addicts that got it. Are the people in Africa homosexual dope addicts? And I said, no. And he said, well, the other thing is this. He said, what can those people possibly do for us? I said, nothing. He said, then why should we waste the money? They can't cure them. So that's a very cold attitude to take, but people are thinking more and more that way than they used to.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take this break. We'll get your phone calls, folks, here in a moment. 800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We we name this network Republic Broadcasting Network because, ladies and gentlemen, we have a republic. We just have a lot of Congress critters and President of the United States. Brian, I'm sure that you heard about this when Doug Thompson from Capitol Hill Blue several months ago. There were people in Mr. Bush's office in the Oval Office complaining about the fact that about their military tribunals and all these other things in Guantanamo Bay. Mr. Bush lost it, and he screamed, "I don't care about that. Find a way to do it. After all, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper." And that coming from the President of the United States, commander of our forces, our armed forces, commander-in-chief of in time of war. But we don't seem to be at war right now. Oh, except one thing, the war on terrorism. Everything is being relegated to terrorism. And when I heard George Bush, Brian, say that we're going to be involved in a 100-year war against terrorism, and might even be longer, I sat up and took notice. This is what they have been using to install their police state-type tactics, not only here in this country, but around the world. And it's a sad state of affairs to watch this. I mean, this man almost single-handedly has done more damage to the Constitution than any other seated president in this country's history.
Well, I've said the same thing, and I mean, like we said, it's been set up in our sight. From the beginning, we pointed out that Bush had medical problems and has them. I mean, I could discuss him with you, but we're on a radio, and then the children could hear. But believe me, Mr. Bush is no saint. He was plastered ass drunk in Crawford when Katrina was going on, and he's a binge drinker. He's never been cured, and you can't cure beer binge drinkers. And he goes to Crawford to get plastered. That's exactly what he does, and he's a bloody drunk. And, you know, we've had, for example, I didn't approve of some of Mr. Clinton's activities, but he was a saint in comparison with what we've got in there. Now I had a very conservative friend of mine say to me, he said, "I thought I never would say this in my entire life, but," he said, "George Bush makes Bill Clinton look good." Now that
well, we're talking about the difference. We're splitting hairs, the difference between a cokehead and a binge drunk.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the country used to be an honor to be president. We've had a few good ones. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that business has gotten itself into everything. And, as I said, the invasion of Guatemala was based upon business. And we want oil. Saudi Arabia, which most people don't know, was running out of oil. So now the CIA is supporting the Wahhabists over there with money, hoping that they'll overthrow the Saud dynasty. I was personally involved in digging into the files of the royal family in various European banks so that when they do finally chase them out, we'll be able to tell the Wahhabists, "We'll give you all this money if you'll be our friends." Now, you know, this sort of thing may have been all right when Teddy Roosevelt was president, but it isn't anymore. There's too many people in the world, and there's too much at stake to have an adventurer like Bush who doesn't understand the first thing about the military, nothing about foreign policy, and doesn't even understand the American public dictating to people. Now, you think from listening to me that I'm a fanatical Democrat. I am not. I'm a very unhappy moderate Republican. That's what I am. And the what's going on right now is Bush is going to crash head on into the real system, and he's simply going to leave.
Well, and Bush during this this subsequent interviews that went on after Bush's January 11th address, one reporter asked him, "Well, Mr. President, your poll numbers are down here in the United States. Doesn't that bother you?" He shook his head and he said, "No, not in the least."
He doesn't care, you see. People don't seem to understand this. I don't care if all the American. You know, do you know what he said the reason for the 9-1 for the November elections were?
Hold that thought. We've got to take this top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. We'll begin to roll your calls right after the top of the hour break. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late.
Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.